I'd like to welcome everybody and happy 2013. Thank you for joining us this morning. This is a wonderful occasion. We will be swearing in three of our County Board of Supervisors members. I'd like to make some introductions first and foremost. I know United States Representative Jeff Denham is here in our audience. Along with his staff person, Darren McDaniel. And we have, representing State Senator's office, Tom Berryhill, Doug Miller. From Representative Anthony Canella's office, Tamara Spade. From Assemblymember, we have Assemblymember Kristen Olson here in our audience. And one of her staff individuals, Brett McBay. And representing Assemblymember Adam Gray's office, Lisa Montero Moore. For our local community elected officials, we have Turlock City Council member Amy Bublack. We have our new mayor of Riverbank, Richard O'Brien, in our audience. We have Sheriff Adam Christensen. District Attorney Birgit Flatiger. Auditor Controller Lauren Klein, and our County Assessor Dave Cogdill. I see our current City Manager of Houston, Brian Whitemire, in our audience also. Thank you for joining us, Brian. We also have a number of our county department heads in our audience, so I thank you all for joining us this morning. I'd like to start the swearing-in ceremony. I'd like to introduce you all to our board members who will be sworn in this morning. The first one is William O'Brien, Board of Supervisor member for District 1. Vito Chiesa, Board Supervisor for District Number 2. And then we have Jim DeMartini, Board of Supervisor for District Number 5. Our own Honorable Presiding Judge Loretta Murphy-Began will be administering the oath of office this morning, and I'd like to introduce her.
Swearing in of the Stanislaus County Board of Supervisors is now in session. The Honorable Loretta Murphy-Began, Judge, presiding. And be seated, please.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Judge Began.
It's my pleasure to be with you this morning as the presiding judge of the Stanislaus County Superior Court to administer the oath of office to our newly reelected board members. So, gentlemen, I will ask you now to please raise your right hand. And please repeat after me. I state your name. Do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I am about to enter. Gentlemen, congratulations.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
My pleasure. And I'm going to ask our board members now to sign their oaths of office. All right, it's official. They're back on the job.
Congratulations, Glenn. Congratulations.
I missed a few folks that are in our audience that I want to make sure that I mention. My two other board members, Supervisor Monteith. And Supervisor Withrow. Along with City Manager Pam? Jill. Jill Anderson of the City of Riverbank. And Deputy City Manager Sheila Cumberland from the City of Ceres. And City Manager of Modesto, Greg Nyhoff, we also have in our audience. I would like to now present our United States Representative, Jeff Denham, who will be making a presentation to our three board members this morning.
Well, thank you and good morning. It's my honor and privilege to be here and join with you gentlemen on your ceremony this morning. I wanted to recognize you not only for the work you're about to do in this next session, but you're all great friends that I've worked with over the years, and I would just want to thank you for being a champion for our community and a willing partner to resolve issues on both the state, local, and federal level. So I wanted to recognize each of you this morning.
I also want to mention one of the spouses of one of our board members, Andy Martini. She's also one of our YCCD board members for our Yosemite Community College District. And she's in our audience today. I'd like to ask our three board members if they have some words for us today.
Actually, I first want to introduce a couple of people. I think that's typically what we do. My parents are in the front, right here in the front row. My dad, Araldo Chiesa, my mom, Mary Chiesa. Thank you for coming. My friend Jamie sitting next to her, and Wayne Zipser. I have all four people. I was going to tell a story. Last time I was sworn in 4 years ago, and how the time goes by so quickly. I had a bunch of people that came, maybe 60 or 70 people, and the two supervisors to my left here had their family members, and I said, "Hey, isn't this, as Joe Biden would say, a big deal?" And they looked at me and they said, "You know, it's old nature." Now I had to pay my parents to come here by buying them breakfast. So it's much of the same thing. But the year, the 4 years have gone by very quickly. I want to thank the voters of District 2. I want to thank all our department heads, all our employees. It's an amazing place to work. I thoroughly enjoyed it. My colleagues are second to none. What an example they've set for me over the years, and I appreciate them as much as everyone else. So thank you.
Well, Supervisor Keyes is right. 4 years does go by pretty fast. You know, I'm going to be 39 this year, and the years, it really went by. But, I've thoroughly enjoyed being here. We work on a variety of issues, and your local government is very close to the people, so in this position you can really get things done if you put your mind to it. We're not bogged down with committees and party bosses that tell us what to do. So, and you know, I've really enjoyed being here. We've got a lot of work ahead of us, land use and budget issues, but you know, my goal is that Stanislaus County would be a better place to live, you know, while I'm in office. And I think all five of us are really dedicated to the job and put in the time and trying to do the best we can to improve things in this county. So appreciate, you know, the public's confidence in putting me here another 4 years, and look forward to accomplishing great things.
Well, good morning, and I'd like to introduce a couple as well. My lovely wife, Alicia, is here this morning. My father, Chuck O'Brien, is here as well. And my uncle, Richard, has already been introduced, Mayor O'Brien. I, too, want to thank everybody, especially the voters of District 1, all of our department heads, all of our employees of the county who just do an amazing job. Yes, we're in tough times, tough economic times, so we're going to get through them. Got a great CEO, and my colleagues on the Board of Supervisors absolutely work as hard as they can to do the best for Stanislaus County. So, yes, time goes by very quickly, and looking forward to the next 4 years and a lot of great things. So thank you for being here.
I want to thank all three of you for the 4 years that I've been here and that you've been in office, and I look forward to the next 4 years, and thank you for all that you've done for your districts and for this community and for Stanislaus County as an organization. We have a wonderful organization, and a lot of that as a result of your three board members' leadership along with our other two, and thank you for all that you do every day. It's very much appreciated. I'd like to thank the Honorable Presiding Judge Loretta Murphy-Began for coming and doing the oath of office on behalf of our three board members. We very much appreciate that. Thank you for all that you do. I want to wish everybody a safe and happy 2013. Thank you for joining us this morning. This was a wonderful event, and we have coffee and pastries for you out in the lobby. That concludes our swearing-in ceremony today. Please enjoy yourself. And then you're more than welcome to come back and join us for our 9 o'clock Board of Supervisors meeting. Thank you.
Yeah, you can.
All right.
Jim is going to be in number two. I don't know.
I can.
You ready?
Oh. That's good.
That's right. I've done to help you.
Got a beard yesterday.
Good morning. I'd like to call to order the Stanislaus County Board of Supervisors meeting, today, January 8, 2013. Everybody, please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance, and I'll ask you to remain standing for a moment of silence for Health Services Agency employee Teresa Counts.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic which stands, one nation, under God,
and now a moment of silence for Health Services Agency employee Teresa Counts. Thank you. All right, item three on our agenda this morning, election of the 2013 chairman and vice chairman of San Jose County Board of Supervisors. As outgoing chairman, it's a wonderful thing to select the next chairman. Supervisor Monteith.
Is it time for nomination?
I believe it is.
Well, it's my pleasure to nominate Supervisor Visa Chiesa for chairman and Supervisor Jim DeMartini for vice chairman.
All right. Is that a motion, sir?
That is a motion.
And it's my honor to second that motion.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That item passes 5-0. Congratulations, Mr. Chairman.
It's all yours.
Stay here, young man. Hello.
Hello. He's got a mischievous grin on his face. I don't know why. I have to say that, you know, what admiration I've had for the chairman this past year. I look about how he's handled himself as chairman, and I've seen multiple chairmen, but he's very respectful of the public, something I hope to emulate while I'm here. I want everyone to understand the breadth of what he's done for us. He was chairman of the Board of Supervisors, chairman of the San Joaquin Valley Air Pollution Control District, chairman for STANCOG for a portion of the year, and chairman of the Modesto Regional Fire Department all last year. And understanding he's got 16 committee assignments, I believe, for the Board of Supervisors on top of his duties here as chairman. So he doesn't have the ability to say no. That's a great quality about him. He's been a great example to me personally and professionally. I hope I can emulate that over the next year. Again, I say I admire, and I'm here to present you with, because I know you've been chairman before and you have a clock, which we're renowned for, and now we have a pen and pencil set, and I would like to present this to outgoing Chairman O'Brien. A little taller than I am. Well, I can say this year will probably be a little different. I hope to keep it on par. I know that he has a ton of experience. Supervisor O'Brien had a ton of experience in leading meetings. I can say that I have not had a ton of experience leading full meetings of Roberts and Rules of Order, so I hope I can be as organized as possible. So, I'm going to move on with the agenda. I'm trying to drag out this meeting to make it a five-minute meeting, so it's not shorter. Now is the time on the agenda where we have public comment, and that's for anything that is not listed on our agenda. I have one public comment card. Oh, former Senator Denham, Congressman Denham, sir.
Am I on the card? Or did I fail to follow procedure this morning?
You're up.
I just wanted to take a moment to welcome all of you into a new year. You know, now that the new lines are drawn for the new congressional seat, Stanislaus County has one House of Representative. It's me, and you know, you guys have always worked well as a team. That makes my job much easier. But I want to be continue to be that part of that team, letting me know what to fight for in Washington D.C. We've got some big issues coming up. You know, I'm on the Transportation Infrastructure Committee again. We're going to do a highway reauthorization bill, the rail reauthorization bill. I think that there will be opportunities to improve our infrastructure here locally. I'm now on the Ag Committee, which we have the Farm Bill coming back up. We did the 9-month extension, but we have a Farm Bill coming up. We've got to resolve some of the issues with Prop 2. We have immigration coming up. So some very, very big issues. I just wanted to take a moment just to say I look forward to working with all of you and getting your input, your needs represented in Washington, D.C. on all of these very big and important issues in our community.
And I got to tell you, we've all had a great friendship with you, again, professionally and personally. I know you had a brave vote this last week, and know that we stand united with you. Anything that's good for the Valley and Stanislaus County, we're with you all the way. We appreciate all you do, and really appreciate you showing up today.
You got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, next up, speaker card. I think it's Deanna Washington.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little nervous. my name is Deanna Washington. I'm a native from here in Modesto. I wanted to speak to you this morning, a very serious issue for me and my neighbors. Our problem is we're in the unincorporated area off of Marshall Avenue. And it intersects California Avenue. And our California Avenue is incorporated, but Marshall Avenue is not. So it's a little bit funny the way it runs. Our difficulty this morning when I come before you is that we've been battling a problem that is near and dear to us because we are at our wit's end. We have spoken to this problem. It's not a problem for Modesto City Police because they seem to be willing to assist us. But our problem follows the jurisdiction of Stanislaus County Sheriffs. The sheriffs have an attitude each time that we encounter them that they're not responding. They say that their hands are tied, but we have been sent to neighborhood preservation. We have been sent to PMZ. At first, we thought that PMZ owned that property. The property that we're saying is in question. It is, I believe, 617 and 617 and a half. This property has been troublesome for us because it has a property owner, now that we know it has a property owner. But we thought that it was managed by PMZ. We now know that it's not. It has a property owner. And it was not well managed. It has drug people that keep inhabiting this property. They have brought drugs. They have brought prostitution in. We have children. We have a Second Baptist Church there. We have a drop-in center on that street. We have neighbors. But each time that we have encountered needing the police to intercede, they keep acting as if their hands are tied. And my problem is that I say, well, why can't you go to these drug dealers and say, or these drug people and say, do you have a rental agreement? Do you have something that proves that you live there? And I fail to understand why the police would say their hands are tied. And if neighborhood preservation has the power that they say they have, and they've been sending out all these letters to whom they say they have been sending them out, that which tags the people that they say they're tagging, and then it has a money value that you attach, then what's been happening? And everybody has dropped the ball. And when I go back to all these different entities, I get nothing. And that's troublesome to me. My trouble is that I've lived a great many places in my life. If this were Del Rio, and I grew up in San Ramon and Danville, California, and that's the equivalent of your Del Rio, this would not be happening. And I just happened to come back home, and I'm a Modestan by birth. And I came back a great many years ago to take care of my grandparents, and I made that choice. And I love Modesto, but I have not encountered the stuff that I've encountered now, which troubles me. And I have law enforcement in my family, and what I'm seeing now troubles me. And so I come before you now to ask, whose job is it, and who's dropping the ball, and who's elected to these positions? Because I'm a barracuda, and when I decide to get something done, I'm going to get it done, and I'm going to see it through. That's what I do. And I'm coming before you, because those people that are bringing this into my neighborhood, my family's owned that property for over 50 years, 60 years. And when I come to clean something up, we own a farm, too, and I'm Paradise. And when I come to clean something up, I come to clean house, I'm here to clean it up.
Deanna, what I can assure you, the sheriff is sitting right in the back of the room. As soon as you leave the podium, you can head right back there and have that discussion. And
if I could be real quick, this is my district, and I think I recognize you, Deanna. I think I came to your house during the election. I think you might have been there. We might have talked at one point. Anyway, this is the first I know that I've heard of this. And so you've,
I
remember. Yeah. We have met before.
Yeah.
And so you come to the right place. This is how you do it.
All right.
And we'll figure out what's going on here. I don't think anybody else here has heard about this. And like Chairman Chiesa says, this is the sheriff is gonna, we'll work with you, and we will we'll get something done here.
I'll get to the bottom of it.
We will.
Okay.
So thank you for coming here.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much.
And you didn't sound very nervous. I should have seen my signature earlier. It's just a shaky line. Thank you, Deanna.
Thank you.
Okay, is there any other public comment? Please step forward, state your name for the record.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Emerson Drake, longtime Modesto resident. Congratulations, by the way, for the three that were sworn in and for the chairmanship. I'm here for two concerns that I have. First, I truly want to thank you. We all know that the ad hoc committee about the Salida annexation has, to use my terms, gone through a few rough times. The support by Supervisor Withrow, Supervisor Monteith, and CEO Nino has been extremely important for keeping it above board from your end. Quite honestly, have some major concerns about the city. You know, Wednesday you received the draft version. Nobody's going to squabble that. I understand. Everybody would like to see it. Nobody gets to. Okay. But then that committee, or the Salida Ad Hoc Committee, was supposed to meet this week. And you received the draft copy on Wednesday. On Thursday, I got an email and a phone call from Supervisor Withrow's office letting me know the date and time and the location. Basically an invite to the meeting like you said you were going to, and I truly appreciate that, both of you. And then I got the call from Mayor Marsh, who I had left from Kathy Espinoza, from his office. And I'd left a request from him to find out, just out of curiosity, to see if I could get a call, and she did. She told me that they were going to have the meeting, agreed on the same time and place, except the public wasn't invited. So she called me up to tell me where it was going to be, who was going to be there, but you can't come. Neither can the rest of the public. Well, good, bad, or indifferent, I mentioned to her I already had an invite. Within 24 hours, the meeting was canceled. And then it was rescheduled to January 28th. That's fine. Well, some of the members of the Salida MAC committee who were on the ad hoc committee, at least one of them said, you know, this isn't right. So they made the decision to cancel the ad hoc committee meeting. That's how frustrated they are with the process at this point in time. Now, I want to commend you people for standing behind what you said and keeping it above board, keeping it open, keeping it in the public's eye, allowing the public to attend. Now, this is the first ad hoc committee that I'm aware of in Modesto's history where they've denied the public access. And that conversation will take place tonight at 5:30. I just wanted to, first of all, just thank you. Thank you very much. Now, secondly, we still have two animal abusers in our midst. I know you've done what you can. And ladies and gentlemen out there, the phone number that you want to call is 525-5550. That's Birgit Flatiger. She's our district attorney. She's refusing to prosecute these people. There's two nice letters to the editor today, both discussing this same issue. And people need to know, first of all, I also want to thank the sheriff for doing what he could with one of the individuals. Don't hear me say that very often, so thank you, sir. But indeed, he's done what he could. But it's the district attorney that refuses to prosecute. Other district attorneys around the state have used the same state ordinance to great effect. But Birgit Flatiger is too busy. So if you want to make that phone call to her office and say, hey, do something, it's 525-5550. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Drake. Anyone else for public comment?
Can I be okay?
Yes, sir.
Just real quick, just to address with regard to the Salida comments, Emerson, there, this report did just come out in draft, and the meeting cancellation had nothing to do with you being at the meeting. In my office, as we spoke about earlier, in my office, we prepare financial statements all year long, and we will always prepare a statement, stamp draft all over it, give it to a client, and let the client look at it, and all of us kind of take a look at it before it gets out to the bank or to the investor or whoever this is going to. It's just to make sure there's not a gross error on there. There's not a zero where there shouldn't be. There's, you know, things like that. So that's all that's happening with this report, and that's why the cancellation of the meetings, because the report isn't ready yet, we're hoping within about 10 days that report is, after we've looked at it, is you know, has passed the muster as far as any gross errors there, and we'll get it out to everybody. The meeting on the 28th that was canceled by Thomas Rees of the ad hoc committee, the chairman of the MAC, and that was just because he felt then he wouldn't have enough time for us really to look at this thing, because we want to get this out to everybody on the ad hoc committee for them to be able to look at it and digest it before the committee gets together and actually goes through this thing. So and there wasn't, he felt there wasn't enough time, and I respect his opinion on that. So anyway, that's all there was to it, for what that's worth.
Okay, and I think the city and county staff are meeting on the 17th to discuss this. So, okay, any other public comment? Seeing none, I'll move on to the consent calendar. Does any member of the Board of Supervisors want to pull any items? Does any member of the public want to pull any items? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by O'Brien, seconded by DeMartini. All those in favor say aye.
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 Against? Unanimous. Thank you. Moving on to B6, approve. Let's let me schedule. Okay, moving on to B6, approval of the annual progress report for the Stanislaus County Employee Mentor Program. Keith Boggs.
Thank you, sir. Good morning, Chairman Chiesa. Chairman Chiesa, it's got a nice ring to it. Congratulations, sir. Congratulations, Supervisor O'Brien, on a wonderful year. You are truly a mentor in keeping with this morning's theme. Members of the board, CEO Nino, and Council Doring, Keith Boggs, Assistant Executive Officer. I am here this morning to share with you the annual successes of your employee mentor program. This silly little program has completed its 14th consecutive year. and starting year 15. 14 years. The sustainability speaks volumes to the character and commitment of your employees, and most recently, to the character and commitment of our community as the program continues to grow and expand. In fact, this is the first year where the number of county employees involved in this effort are less than the number of community participants that are involved in the program. Score is 55 to 49. Our relationship with the Modesto City Schools continues to mature, and we are very pleased with the addition of several new mentoring affiliates, the Rotary Clubs of Modesto and the City Ministries Consortium. Between these two new affiliates, 22 additional mentors have been added to our mentor army. Stanislaus County mentors represent a very diverse organizational base. 11 county departments have participated this past calendar cycle. Noteworthy participation and representation from the Alliance WorkNet, the Library, Public Health, Public Works, CEO, and GSA. Total county hours since program inception is an impressive 18,077 hours, 983 of which achieved this calendar year. Total partner hours via our relationships with the County Office of Education, Modesto Lions 500 Club, and those new affiliates I've just mentioned, are an impressive 2,439 hours, 451 of which realized in this reporting cycle. Which brings me to my very belabored, long-winded PowerPoint presentation. It took me much time to prepare this. It is a single slide. That's the total hours at this juncture. 20,516 and some change, youth mentoring since inception. Several years ago, those of us close to this effort made the pledge to strive for 20,000 hours by the start of our 15th year. At the time, a very bold statement indeed. But we like to push. A lot of very dedicated people have made that goal its reality, including those 104 current mentors, 5 school site affiliates, up from 4, including school administrators, teachers, and parents, partnerships with SCO, service clubs, and others, site coordinator representatives from participating departments, and of course, your unwavering support. Next Monday evening, befittingly, on January 14, consistent with the President's recognition of January as National Mentor Awareness Month, the program will celebrate 14 years of success at the Stanislaus Office of Education Martin Peterson Event Center. I hope that each of you can plan to be a part of this annual tradition and celebration of our most important community asset, that being our young people. That concludes a very brief presentation. Sometimes less is more. Carol Shipley from the District Attorney's Office and the current Stanislaus County Employee Mentor of the Year, at least for a few more days, is available to accept the proclamation of January 2013 as Mentor Awareness Month here in Stanislaus County on behalf of the program. And as Carol makes her way, if you have any questions, I would be happy to attempt to answer them, and I thank you.
Any comments from the board?
I'd just like to congratulate you, Mr. Boggs, as well as all our mentors for such a great number, over 20,000 hours. It's incredible. Good job. Thank you, sir.
Job well done by all.
Come on up.
How are you?
Fine.
Happy New Year to you, too. This is great, and they didn't tell me I was going to be presenting a proclamation. This is what happens when you're chairman. But this is great. I have participated in this program. I think Supervisor Withrow has participated. It's extremely rewarding. Keith had pointed out something that is amazing. As we go through and we try and build a better economic base, it has to start with our education system, with the dropout rates, with helping these people achieve a higher level of success, because we've seen it. So this mentoring program is a great segue in. And you were Mentor of the Year, is it? You were. Congratulations. So on behalf of the Board of Supervisors, we have a resolution for you, and I'm not going to read it. because we know what it says. You're doing great work for the community. So would you like to say anything?
Yes, I would. Thank you. On behalf of all mentors, not just with the county, but with our partners as well, and I actually came to the mentoring program, even though Keith had put the word out to the county departments. It wasn't until about 5 years ago that Norma Baker and Christy Amaral came to the Lions Club, the Modesto 500 Lions Club, and presented it and asked us to join, that I actually stepped up and became a mentor. And I've enjoyed every minute that I've been there. If you don't think you have the time, you need to think again. It's what's nice about it is you can put a team together. I'm on a 3-member team. Some teams are 4, some teams are 2. But that way you don't have to go each and every week. You can go every other week, and it works out just fine, about 30 minutes of your lunch hour to go and mentor. And it's not that we're teaching as far as the ABCs to these young people. It is about self-confidence and self-esteem. Somebody paying attention to a student who perhaps does not get that attention, whether at home or at school, and the self-confidence in and of itself raises the ability to do better on scores and schoolwork, and we've seen that happen. So on behalf of all of the mentors, I want to thank you for the proclamation. Thank you to Keith for putting together this program, and hope that more of you can consider giving 30 minutes of your time, whether it be once a week or every 2 weeks or even once a month, depending on what team you can put together, to give to the students who really need it. It's a great preventative program. And as one who often gets the unfortunate duty of prosecuting those who perhaps got left out, I would encourage each of you to help us prevent kids from getting dropped and lost in the school system. So thank you from all the mentors, and thank you for this proclamation.
Thank you.
Having sat on the left side, your right side, for the past 4 years, it's very difficult when you give proclamations because you're so far away. You have to run across, so it's kind of unfair. I'm going to have to bring people more to the middle to do it. Okay, as my first mistake as being chairman is that I forgot the 905 public hearing. So I'm going to ask, we have a 905 public hearing, the approval to cancel the public hearing schedule for January 8, 2013. Marion Lee will be presenting. Second mistake I've been notified of so far is that I forgot to vote on B6. So I will entertain a motion on B6.
Don't move.
Second it.
First by Monty, second by Withrow. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries 5-0. Thank you.
Good morning, Chairman Chiesa, board members, Ms. Nino, Mr. Doring. I'm Mary Ann Lee from the Health Services Agency, and I'm here to talk about the scheduled public hearing for this morning. And I'm actually here to ask you to cancel the scheduled public hearing because new information that impacts what we had intended to propose, we've become aware of some new information. We certainly would have preferred our timing be different, but more importantly, we want to put forth the best proposal based on solid and the most current information possible for your consideration, and what we intended to propose was not that. Most significantly, we've learned that the state has released some rates for 2013 that were materially different from what we had used in our analysis to develop our proposal. So we're working with that updated information now. I anticipate that we'd be able to return to your board very soon with a revised recommendation. I want you to know that because there were steps taken to notify the public about the scheduled public hearing, we took similar effort to try to make the public aware that we were going to be asking for you to cancel the public hearing this morning. So with that, today's recommendation is that you cancel the public hearing and that you direct us to work with the updated information and return to your board with a revised recommendation. Can I answer any questions?
Any questions of the board? Any questions of the audience? If not, I don't have to hit the gavel because we're not opening the public hearing, and we cancel it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, now we're. So I've been aware that this is my third mistake now in my short tenure. I'll entertain a motion to cancel the public hearing.
I'll make a motion to cancel it. Go ahead. Cancel and reschedule it.
Okay.
I will second that.
First by DeMartis, second by Withrow. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries. That's it. Okay, we're going to move on to correspondence.
This board has received a letter from the American Lung Association regarding their state of the tobacco control report.
Referred to the Health Service Agency.
This board has received a notice from the California Fish and Game Commission regarding the proposed regulatory action relative to the practice of falconry.
Referred to the Fish and Wildlife Committee.
This board has received a notice from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services regarding the extension of the scoping comment period to February 1st, 2013 for the expansion of the San Joaquin River National Wildlife Refuge.
Refer to the Fish and Wildlife Committee and the Department of Planning and Community Development.
This board has received a copy of the West Santa Foster Resource Conservation District's 2012 Annual Monitoring Report of Natural Resources at the Crow's Landing Naval Base Easement.
Refer to the Chief Executive Office.
This board has received two letters from the California Emergency Management Agency regarding the U.S. Small Business Administration and the U.S. Department of Agriculture's secretarial disaster designation for several California counties and for Stanislaus County as a contiguous county due to the agriculture losses caused by the drought beginning January 1st, 2012 and continuing.
Refer to the Ag Commissioner and Sealer of Weights and Measures in the Stanislaus Economic Development and Workforce Alliance.
And the board has received the claims as noted on the agenda.
Acknowledge receipt of claims and refer to the Chief Executive Office Risk Management Division. Are there any Board of Supervisor reports?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to make a quick comment about the story in the Modesto Bee about the Fairview Park. I've been out there a number of times. I'm very familiar with the situation of the park, and that is the neighborhood park. It is the only park for the entire Bret Harte area. I will work with the Parks Commission and the Environmental Resources Department to see what can be done out there. It's a doable project considering everything that went into Laird Park and also Park Lawn Park that was rebuilt a couple of years ago. We'd like to see that park improved enough so that the kids can play soccer on it, and the improvements that are needed out there are not that big of a deal where I think we can get it all done this year. I don't know about the bathrooms, but we can get the field playable and maybe do some work on the driveway. But I just wanted to make that comment because the story appeared in the Bee a day or two ago.
Okay. Any other comments? I want to comment really quickly. I want to thank the board for having confidence in me to be chairman. I appreciate that confidence in three this time, and I'm going to improve next time, just to let you know. Okay, Legislative Fiscal and Management Report, Chief Executive Officer Nino.
Thank you, Chair. The legislature is back in session. On the state side, the Speaker has announced the Assembly Committee assignments and the ones for the Stanislaus County delegation. For Assembly Member Adam Gray, he has the following assignments. He's the Chair of the Joint Legislative Audit Committee. He is a member of the Aging and Long-Term Care Committee, along with the Governmental Organization and Water, and along with Parks and Wildlife Committee. For Assembly Member Kristen Olson, she is a member of our Higher Education Committee, along with our Agriculture Committee and Insurance and Accountability and Administrative Review Committee, and she is also the Vice Chair of the Education Committee. The 2013-2014 proposed budget is scheduled to be unveiled by the Governor on January 10th. I believe that is Thursday of this week. On the federal side, the 113th Congress was sworn in last week. The fiscal cliff legislation was passed by Congress along with being signed by our president. There are a number of elements related to personal income tax. There are a few items that do impact our local county. The first one relates to unemployment. The bill does include an extension of another year of the extended unemployment benefits. There was also part of the bill includes a 27%
ERISC prevents a 27% cut in the Medicare reimbursement to doctors. It is financed by reductions in other federal health care program reductions. Along with the Farm Bill, legislation does reauthorize the federal farm program, including the program of lowering the price of milk, which does take place. It was extended for another 9 months. There are notably, of course, two key issues that weren't included in the bill. No raising of the federal debt ceiling, and the federal government is looking like they will be hitting against that ceiling very soon. Along with the second part of the bill, does not extend the payroll tax liability percentage reduction. For the last 2 years, for 2011 and 2012, that federal payroll tax was at, for the last 2 years, have been 4.2%. It will be going up effective immediately to 6.2%. So that will impact us as an employer. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.
So I have one more, if I may. I'd like to make a formal introduction. Our new director of our community services agency is here in our audience, Kathy Harwell. She comes to us as from being the assistant director with Sacramento County's community services agency. But prior to that, she had been with Sacramento County for just a little over a year. But previously, she had been a long-term county employee with over 20-plus years within our community services agency. I am very excited that Kathy is here to be our new director of our community services agency. I look forward to all the great things she will do in leading that department. I thank you, Kathy.
Welcome aboard. If there's nothing else for the good of the order, this meeting is adjourned.